For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. While we're all focused so much these days on the novel coronavirus, the flu hasn't exactly gone away, it's still very much a threat. In a recent discussion with Dr. Albert Koh of the Yale School of Public Health, we talked about why I was a little scared of the flu shot and why none of us should feel that way. Here's that conversation. Beyond COVID-19, we have the flu. And there are so many calls out there right now to get the flu shot. Now, you've got a certain part of the population that are the anti-vaxxer part of the population who doesn't believe in vaccines in general. Then you've got people like me. I had a flu shot a few years ago, and immediately after I got it, I got really, really sick. One of the worst flus I had had in quite a while. And I've been a little spooked about the flu shot since then. Talk me off the ledge, doctor, and people like me who have had bad experiences.
First of all, thank you for bringing it. This is probably one of the critical public health issues in the context of the COVID pandemic that we have to address. We already have a lot of deaths, you know, and a lot of hospitalizations due to the flu each year, forgetting about COVID. And if we're going to have a concomitant or parallel COVID epidemic and surge, together with our seasonal influenza, you know, increases, that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, in the sense that our hospitals already go into surge crisis. The second reason why it's important is that you can imagine if we know that the people who are at the onset of the illness with COVID are the people who are most at risk of transmitting the virus to other people. But to find those people, right, if we also have influenza causing cough, headache, fever, sore throat, is going to be make it a much harder task. And a much, much more less efficient task. So anything we can do to decrease flu transmission, influenza transmission, whether it's in our communities, whether it's in our schools, whether it's in our nursing homes, is going to go a long way in fighting COVID. Now, to get you off your ledge, let me say there's certainly, you know, important medical contraindications for receiving flu vaccine. Influenza vaccines are used by inoculating eggs with the virus and then inactivating them. So people who have allergies to eggs, for example, you know, it's recommended that they don't take the flu shot. I think one of the things that we really have, you know, is, and this is the importance of the primary health care provider, kind of working through that with you, and particularly your story, John Henry. You know, just from what you said, flu vaccine actually is inactivated. There's no live virus. So it can't cause you to get a cold or to get the influenza itself. You know, you got immunized with an inactivated or killed virus vaccine, and it was probably true unrelated. You probably got another cold. It could be due to another virus, or you could have been it could have been a strain of the influenza virus that's not included in the vaccine. We know that the vaccine is about 50, 60%. You know, effective. Depends. Each some years it's 30%, some years 40%, and that's 40%. And that's because not all the strains that may cause transmission are included in the vaccine.
All right, doctor, I'm climbing down off the ledge as we speak.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
And I think that really underlies the importance that if we really are going to get a handle on COVID, we really need to immunize all our population. 100% of it for influenza.
And if you are unfortunate enough to get influenza during this time when COVID is raging, is there anything special you need to do other than what you would normally do? Lay in bed, rest, plenty of fluids, so on and so forth.
So the important issue is that the signs and symptoms of COVID overlap with influenza. So if you're feeling run down, fatigued, headache, fever, sore throat, cough, you know, the most important thing is to go out and get tested for COVID. And there you'll know, is this COVID or is this influenza? Or it could be any of the other viruses that are transmitted, you know, especially in the fall, winter, and early spring. That's important because if you have COVID, you know, it'll be important to undergo isolation and also help the teams, the contact tracing teams, to identify if there's been any spread within your family or within your community. But influenza, I think if you have run-of-the-mill influenza, it's staying home for that, at least 48 hours, 72 hours after the resolution of the symptoms, so you don't spread influenza to other people, and taking care of yourself, in terms of being hydrated, getting some bed rest. I think the other issue that's important is that, influenza kills people, and especially our elderly population. So, people should be contacting their primary healthcare physicians and letting them know if you have any of the complications of influenza that you go to the hospital.
Dr. Albert Koh of the Yale School of Public Health, thank you so very much for visiting with us again.
Okay, John Henry. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.